step. What we'll do at the moment is focus on the Melbourne Renegades. We had a chat to Elise Villani the other day from the Melbourne Stars ahead of their opener last night against the Sixers. Didn't go their way, but the Renegades, Rammer, kick off their campaign, my girls, tomorrow against Hobart, the home team. For check your local guides for times, but Sophie Molyneux is the skipper of the Mighty Red team, and she's with us on a Friday morning. Good morning, Soph.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're very excited about the WBBL kicking off. It was a really tense encounter last night, rain-marred though it was. Are you pretty keen to get back into it?
Yeah, I think so. It was a good game last night. I think we're all sort of watching and hoping to get a result. But, yeah, it's been great. The girls have... we've all come in from different states, different countries, and so we've spent the last couple of days trying to get to know each other, which is the beauty of franchise cricket. So, yeah, we're looking forward to playing tomorrow. Hopefully the weather stays off.
We were talking to Elise the other day about that, about getting them players from all over the shop and all over the world to come together and be a team, and the challenge that you face doing that. As the captain, I imagine you're a fair part of trying to make that connection happen. How do you go about that?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. We've got a couple of Indians this year. Eve Jones from England, and then girls from pretty much every state in Australia. So to get everyone in the same room, that was our first sort of challenge. We got that ticked off a couple of days ago. And, yeah, since then I think we've sort of done a couple of team things. We've watched cricket together and just a couple of team meetings here and there. But I think naturally that stuff sort of comes together and... yeah, I think once you start playing, things like that get easier. So, yeah, we're just really keen to get going.
So, Sophie, what's your best or favourite icebreaker activity with that type of stuff?
personally, I'd like to get us around a campfire and sing a few tunes and have a couple of beers, but you can't really do that down in Tassie because it's been raining nonstop. So, yeah, we've done a couple of different things. We've sort of got together and had a couple of drinks and nibbles and sort of had a joke. And actually, one of our Indians, Jemima Rodriguez, she plays the guitar, so and she's not shy. So she sang a few Ed Sheeran songs to break the ice.
Oh,
so
nice.
Yeah, that was pretty handy.
So we're seeing the WBBL evolve every year now, just getting better and better. Girls are bowling faster. Girls are hitting the ball further as well. What are you expecting out of the tournament this year?
Yeah, I think like even just watching game one last night, 99 got chased down in 11 overs and in pretty tricky conditions. So I think, the scores are probably just going to get higher. It's a batter's game, I reckon. I think the bowlers are getting quicker and the spinners are probably getting a bit smarter and a bit more experienced. And, yeah, the girls are hitting the ball harder. So, yeah, hopefully it's even more of a spectacle this year.
How's Simon Helmet's comedy routine going? Is he making people laugh yet?
Oh, Helmo, he's brilliant. He's I don't know how he does it, but he stays at level 100 24/7 and he's great for the group, I think. We've had a big turnover of players and staff this year, and to get everyone together and a lot of fresh faces, he's just made things feel comfortable, and he's got a great way of bringing the group together, and he's had a lot of success around the world in T20 cricket, so it's been great to sort of pick his brains, and it's his first sort of real crack in the women's game, so it's great to see him bring some of his stuff that he's taken around the world into our game, hopefully.
Yeah, and as you touched on, in all seriousness, I mean, he's perfect for your group in the sense that, as you said, there's so many changes and it's not like there's eight from Victoria representing the Melbourne Renegades. His skills in the experiences he's had over the world, I reckon, could be a massive advantage for you.
Absolutely. I think he looks at things differently, and I don't think the women's game have really thought about some of the stuff that he sort of has brought up already in team meetings and stuff like that. So I think it's just really cool. Like the girls are really interested and keen to try new things. And I think it's a great way of looking at it. And he's certainly, as I said, he's had a lot of success. So all the girls are well and truly behind him, that's for sure.
You were talking before about it being a batter's game. Are you, as a Renegades lineup, are you batter dominant or bowling dominant?
I think we're trying to get a nice balance. It's pretty hard to tell, I suppose, going into a season. I think like you sort of need your batters firing all at once to go well in the year. And we've got a couple of new bowlers. We've got Ali Falconer coming from South Australia. She's come off some long-term injuries, but she's bowling really well. She's bowling quick. She's sort of hanging out for a first-class opportunity, and she's going to get that with us here at the Renegades. So that'll be really cool just to see her get out there and bowl. And Holly Fairley's come down from Queensland and across from the Stars. So and she's got a bit of a point to prove, which is, awesome for us because she's been great around the group already. And, her knowledge and experience will very much come in handy.
And what about for you? I mean, you've come off the Indian series, the successful Indian series for the Australian team, and you finished with the three T20s, and you bowled pretty well in those encounters. I watched all those games. Are you feeling that things are coming pretty well out of the hand for you at the moment?
Okay. I think those first one day I was a little bit nervous about getting back into it. But, it was great to get out there. I think that, that sort of competition and, India come out hard, and I don't think the scoreline at the end of the series did the series justice for the competition. And, the Indians were brilliant, and I think it was really good practice for us all to try and execute a few things, because we've got into T20 mode and it felt like a pinball machine was out there. balls were flying everywhere with Shefali Verma at the top there, and so hopefully we can sort of bring a bit of that knowledge and experience into the T20 stuff here.
Sophie Mullen, who's joined us, Melbourne Renegades captain, ahead of their first game in the WBBL tomorrow night against the Hobart Hurricanes. Check your local guides. I was watching the Fox coverage at one of the innings breaks. It might have been the last T20 for Australia and India. And they were talking about some players that might be using the WBBL as a platform to really launch into a possible national selection. And one of those players was Courtney Webb, who I had a bit to deal with at the Blues in the AFLW a couple of years ago. Is she the sort of player that you can see, having been there, hit the international stage and have an impact?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Webby's pretty determined. And last year she had an incredible sort of season with us at the Renegades. And it's really cool to see her over the last, 3 or 4 years just learn and develop her game and come in with some real confidence. And she's playing a really good role and finishing games, and she's got a really calm, sort of composed head on her shoulders, which is, it's invaluable, I think, especially for someone so young. So hopefully she can go again this year for us, and play over a year last year. So hopefully she can put a few more runs on the board, and just pretty much going to step up into a bit of a leadership role, and I can already see the girls sort of looking up to her, so I think she's going to thrive off that too.
All right, and has Jess Duffin brought the bub?
Yeah, Georgie's in town, which has been great. I think we're all in rotation at the moment.
So. That was my next question. Who gets babysitting duties?
Yeah, pretty much. It's been great. I think last year we had Grace, we had Amy and Leah's little baby in town as well. So, this year we're well-practiced, and Georgie's a beautiful girl too. So, Soggy's, we're very happy to have her back and Georgie in town.
Yeah, well, a fantastic player, Jess Duffin, has been for a long time now. Now, I asked Elise this, I have to ask you as well. Who's the team to beat this campaign? Outside yourselves, of course. Who's the team to beat?
I think Sydney Sixers and Perth Scorchers, but Sydney Sixers especially. I think they've recruited really well. They've always had an incredibly strong top order, and they've only strengthened that this year. So, going off last night, I think they're going to be pretty hard to beat.
All right, we'll see what happens through the campaign, but I'm very excited. These other two Muppets are green people, but I'm a red person. I love the Renegades, and I'll be all over you through the next WBBL campaign. So if we appreciate your time, good luck tomorrow night when it all kicks off.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Sophie Molyneux, the Melbourne Renegades captain, tomorrow night against the Hobart Hurricanes.
It was exciting last night.
It was good. It was really good.
So before we go to a break, just Nick Hockley was saying yesterday, CEO of Cricket Australia, that they're still confident that they'll play the fifth test in Perth. Yeah. They're continually talking to the government over there to get them in. So as it stands at the moment, the first test between Australia and England, December 8 to 12 at the Gabba. So it is a later start and it's really quite compressed. That last test isn't in Sydney. It's in Perth from January 14 to 18. So there's still a bit of time. But I was quite surprised at how bullish Nick Hockley was around that fifth test happening, because one of the reasons why Earl Eddings has lost his job as chairman. Or lost the support, was that WA didn't vote for him because they're concerned that they're not going to get that test. So I'm not sure how much of an impact Earl Eddings has as to whether they can get into Perth or not, but that was what happened because Earl's been up against it for a little while with no support from Queensland or New South Wales, and once he lost the support of a third state, it was unfortunately for Earl all over.
Was that a shock that Earl was forced to resign?
I know he wanted to continue. I don't think it was necessarily a shock because, I mean, look, like so many sports have been fractured as a result of COVID and the, you know, how each sport has handled. And I think that happens in business as well. But not having the support of Queensland and New South Wales was always going to be problematic, I think, to, you know, two relatively big states.
Mm. Interesting.
A lot of politics in cricket.
Well, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it.
Sport in general, you wouldn't believe it.
The Charlotte Hornets announced